1993年1月 ，IBM 公布了一份足以载入商业史的财报。
In 1993, IBM published a financial report that was worthy of being recorded in commercial history.
1992财年亏损约82亿美元。
In fiscal year 1992, the company incurred a loss of approximately $82 million.
这是当时美国企业史上最大规模的年度亏损之一。
This was one of the largest annual losses in the history of American businesses.
曾经统治计算机世界半个世纪的蓝色巨人，突然像一头倒在地上的大象。
Once the blue giant, which had ruled the computer world for half a century, suddenly became like an elephant lying on the ground.
连呼吸都变得沉重。
Breathing became heavy.
股价暴跌。
Stock price plummeted.
员工恐慌。
Employee panic.
客户怀疑。华尔街开始讨论 IBM 是不是应该被拆开卖掉。
Customers suspect Wall Street is discussing whether IBM should be broken up and sold.
救他的人不懂代码。
The person who saved him didn't understand code.
不卖电脑。
Not selling computers.
甚至不是科技圈的人。
Even people outside the tech industry.
他之前是卖信用卡和饼干的。这听起来像董事会集体发疯。
He was previously selling credit cards and cookies, which sounds like a collective madness of the board.
但就是这个外行，最后把一个年亏82亿美元，被华尔街判了死刑的科技巨人，从棺材里硬生生拽了回来。
But then, this outsider managed to drag the tech giant, which had been sentenced to death by Wall Street for a loss of $8.2 billion, back from the brink of bankruptcy.
那个男人叫卢·郭士纳。
The man's name is Lou Gerstner.
今天我们要聊的就是这个卖饼干的。
Today, we're going to talk about the one who sells cookies.
如何用短短几年时间
？How to achieve significant results in a short period of time？
让一头已经倒下的巨象重新跳舞。
To make a giant elephant that has already fallen down dance again，
并开启了 IT 行业长达20年的服务化浪潮。
And it ushered in a wave of IT services lasting 20 years。
要理解 IBM 为什么会死。
How to understand why IBM failed?
我们必须先看它曾经有多辉煌。
We must see how brilliant it once was.
在二十世纪中
，In the 20th century,
IBM 就是科技的代名词。
IBM is a synonym for technology.
从阿波罗登月计划到美国人口普查
，From the Apollo moon landing to the U.S. Census.
所有的计算都跑在 IBM 的大型机上。
All calculations are performed on IBM mainframes.
这种极度的成功在 IBM 内部催生了一种近乎宗教的工程师。
This extreme success has fostered a near religious culture of engineers within IBM.
傲慢，体制化倾向。
Tendency towards arrogance.
每一个决定都需要经过无数层委员会的审批。在 IBM,
Every decision requires approval from countless committees and IBM.
如果你想改变一个产品的颜色
If you want to change the color of a product,
可能需要开一年的会。脱离客户
It may be necessary to hold a year-long meeting without the client.
工程师们认为自己比客户更懂需求。
Engineers believe they understand the needs better than customers.
他们卖给客户的是昂贵的、封闭的、体格的。
They sell to their customers expensive, closed off, and useless things.
而且极其难以维护。官僚主义。IBM 的员工穿着统一的白衬衫。
In addition, it was extremely difficult to maintain the bureaucracy of IBM employees wearing the same white shirts.
蓝西装，保持着近乎军事化的纪律。
The navy suit maintained a near military level of discipline.
但这种纪律演变成了僵化。
However, this discipline has become rigid.
进入80年代
In the 1980s,
世界变了。史蒂夫·乔布斯带着 Macintosh 出现，比尔·盖茨的 PC 革命爆发。
The world has changed. Steve Jobs, with the introduction of the Macintosh, brought about the PC revolution, surpassing Bill Gates.
虽然第一台成功的 PC 是 IBM 定义的。
Although the first successful PC was defined by IBM.
但因为 IBM 采用了开放架构。
However, because IBM adopted an open architecture,
市场
market
很快出现大量兼容机。傲慢的 IBM 并没有意识到这种小玩具会颠覆大型机的江山。
IBM, arrogant and complacent, quickly appeared with a large number of compatible machines without realizing that this small toy would overthrow the large machines.
他们把操作系统的生意丢给了微软。
They lost the business of operating systems to Microsoft.
把芯片的生意丢给了英特尔。
Give Intel the business of chips.
结果是毁灭性的。
The result was devastating.
当微软和英特尔组成的 Wintel 联盟接管了世界的标准时
，When the Wintel Alliance formed by Microsoft and Intel took over the world's standards.
IBM 却依旧守着那些利润丰厚
IBM still holds those lucrative
但市场萎缩的大型机不放
But the market is still shrinking
戴尔用更便宜的价格组装电脑康柏用更灵活的策略抢占市场
Bell uses cheaper prices to assemble computers while Canon uses more flexible strategies to capture the market
IBM 就像一头身形庞大的恐龙，眼睁睁地看着一群灵活的小型哺乳动物。
IBM is like a giant dinosaur watching a group of agile small mammals.
啃食着自己的领地
，devouring its own territory.
却连头都转不动。
But I couldn't even turn my head.
1993年 ，IBM 董事会已经绝望到了极点。
In 1993, the IBM board of directors was in a state of despair.
他们先后找过苹果的思考力。
They had successively sought the help of Apple's thinking.
摩托罗拉的费舍尔，甚至微软的比尔盖茨。
Even Motorola's Fierce and Microsoft's Bill Gates.
但所有人看着 IBM 这个巨大的烂摊子，都摇了摇头。
But everyone who saw IBM's mess shook their heads.
最后，他们找到了卢·郭士纳。郭士纳。
Finally, they found Luber Schnasher.
当时是雷诺兹·纳贝斯克公司的 CEO.
At that time, he was the CEO of Renault Nissan.
那是全球最大的烟草和食品集团之一。
It is one of the world's largest tobacco and food groups.
当这个消息传出时
When this news came out,
整个科技圈都笑了
The whole tech industry laughed.
让一个卖饼干的来管
Let a baker take care of it.
全球最复杂的科技公司
The world's most complex technology company.
这简直是自杀
This is suicide.
但郭士纳拥有一个所有 IBM 内部人都没有的优势
The Kuo Shinger had an advantage that no one in IBM had.
他曾是 IBM 最大的客户。
He was once the largest customer of IBM.
在郭士纳还是美国运通高管时
When Gusner was a vice president at Gusner or American Express,
他每年要花数千万美元购买 IBM 的产品。
He spends millions of dollars every year buying IBM products.
他太了解 IBM 了。
He knows IBM very well.
他知道这个公司技术很棒。
He knows that this company has excellent technology.
但服务烂透了。
But the service is terrible.
上任第一周，媒体逼着他发布宏大愿景。
In the first week of his term, the media pressured him to announce a grand vision.
郭士纳就甩出了一句著名的冷脸。
Yuo Shengmer then retorted with a famous cold expression.
目前 IBM 最不需要的就是什么愿景。
What vision does IBM currently need the most?
这句话震惊了。
This sentence shocked.
所有人。郭士纳的意思很简单。
The meaning of everyone is simple.
IBM 已经大出血了。
IBM has already suffered a lot.
现在需要的是止血剂和手术包。
What is needed now is a hemostatic agent and a surgical kit.
于是。
So,
他做的第一件事。
The first thing he did was.
不是研究代码。
Not studying code.
不是开战略大会。
Not a strategic conference.
而是走出去见客户。
Instead, go out and meet customers.
他跑去见了全球200多位首席执行官。
He went to meet over 200 CEOs from around the world.
他要听听这些付钱的人到底想要什么。
He wants to find out what these people who are paying want.
在拜访客户的过程中
，During a customer visit，
郭士纳发现了一个惊人的真相。
Yuo Shengmer discovered a shocking truth.
企业客户们并不是因为喜欢 IBM 的硬件才买的。
Businesses don't buy IBM's hardware because they like it.
而是因为企业的 IT 系统太乱了。
Instead, it was because the company's IT system was too chaotic.
在这个时代。
In this era,
一个公司的财务部用的是 IBM 的机器。
The company's finance department uses IBM machines.
人事部用的是惠普的仓库。
EHR department is using HP's warehouse.
用的是 DEC 的。这些机器之间完全不能沟通。
The DEC machines cannot communicate with each other at all.
系统集成成了所有 CEO 的噩梦。
System integration is the nightmare of all CEOs.
郭士纳意识到
Bessner realized
IBM 的核心资产
The core assets of IBM
不是那些铁疙瘩
Not those iron lumps
而是他那群顶级的工程师和解决复杂问题的经验
Instead, it was his team of top engineers and their experience in solving complex problems.
于是
So,
他做出了一个让华尔街觉得他彻底疯了的决定。
He made a decision that made Wall Street think he was completely crazy.
停止将硬件作为公司核心，全面转型为 IT 服务商。
Stop transforming the company into a comprehensive IT service provider by treating hardware as the core.
当时的人们无法理解，卖硬件是暴利，卖一台大型机。
At that time, people couldn't understand that selling hardware was a lucrative business, especially when it came to selling a large computer.
就是几百万美元。
It's a few million dollars.
而卖服务这种看不见摸不着的东西。
And selling services, which are intangible and intangible.
怎么衡量
？How to measure?
怎么大规模化
？How to scale up?
华尔街分析师甚至建议将 IBM 拆分成几十个小公司，分别去卖硬件、软件、芯片。
Wall Street analysts even suggested breaking up IBM into dozens of smaller companies to sell their hardware, software, and chips separately.
郭士纳顶住了所有压力。
Yuo Shengmer withstood all the pressure.
他大吼一声。
He shouted loudly.
不。
No.
他说 IBM 唯一的优势就是它的规模。
He said that IBM's only advantage is its size.
我们要利用这种规模告诉客户。
We need to use this scale to tell customers.
你不需要再为 IT 发愁了。
You no longer need to worry about IT.
把所有麻烦都交给我。
Let me take all the trouble.
我帮你集成。
I'll help you integrate.
我帮你运营。
I will help you manage.
我帮你维护。你不买我的机器都没关系。
I don't care if you don't buy my machine. I'll still take care of it for you.
我甚至可以帮你修惠普和微软的机器。
I can even help you repair HP and Microsoft machines.
这就是 IBM 全球服务部的诞生。
This is the birth of IBM Global Services.
这一决定不仅救了 IBM。
This decision not only saved IBM,
也重新定义了整个科技行业的盈利模式。
It has also redefined the entire technology industry's business model.
郭士纳打破了 IBM,
Yuo Shanner broke IBM,
维持了80年的终身雇佣制。
Maintain a lifetime employment system for 80 years.
这在当时的美国企业界。
This was in the American business world at that time.
就像是某种宗教信仰被摧毁了。
It's like a religion has been destroyed.
他挥动屠刀。
He wielded the butcher's knife.
在短时间内裁员8.5万人。
Lay off 8.5 people in a short time.
不仅如此。
Moreover,
他砍掉了所有无法盈利、脱离客户的产品线。
He discontinued all product lines that were unprofitable and could not be sold to customers.
为了省钱
To save money.
也为了向傲慢的官僚主义宣战
Also, to fight against arrogant bureaucracy.
他甚至卖掉了 IBM 象征性的宛如城堡般的总部大楼
He even sold the IBM's iconic castle-like headquarters building.
他把省下的钱全部投入到软件和服务领域
He invested all the saved money in the software and service sector.
他在内部推行了一种极其严苛的薪酬考核制度
He implemented a strict machine-like salary assessment system internally.
以前只要你待够年限
Previously, as long as you had the required years of experience,
就能拿高薪
You can earn a high salary.
现在你的奖金直接和你的客户满意度挂钩
Now your bonus is directly linked to your customer satisfaction.
郭士纳告诉那些傲慢的工程师
Hona told the arrogant engineers,
如果你的技术不能帮客户省钱或者赚钱
If your technology cannot help customers save money or make money,
那你的技术就是垃圾
Your technology is trash.
这种转型是痛苦的
This transformation is painful.
IBM 内部甚至出现过由于裁员导致的自杀事件
There have even been instances of suicide due to layoffs within IBM.
郭士纳
Hershiner
后来在书中写道
Later in the book, it was written that
我不得不摧毁这个公司的灵魂
I had to destroy the soul of this company
才能让它活下去
This is the only way to keep it alive
阵痛之后
After the pain
奇迹开始发生
Miracles began to happen
郭士纳的直觉是对的
Thus Nash was right
随着企业信息化的加深
As enterprises deepen their informatization,
全球企业对 IT 咨询和服务的需求呈爆炸式增长。
The demand for IT consulting and services from global enterprises is booming. 1992,
IBM 的服务收入仅占总营收的不到20%。
IBM's service revenue only accounts for less than 20% of its total revenue.
甚至入不敷出。
Even worse, it could lead to financial difficulties.
到了1999年
By 1999,
IBM 全球服务的营收已经飙升至350亿美元。
IBM's revenue from global services has soared to $35 billion.
到郭士纳任期后期 IBM 已经不只是一个硬件公司
By the time George Gray was appointed IBM had already moved beyond being just a hardware company
它变成了全球最重要的企业 IT 服务咨询和软件公司
It has become the world's most important enterprise IT service consulting and software company
更有趣的一幕出现了
A more interesting scene appeared.
当 IBM 开始靠资讯和服务赚得盆满钵满时
When IBM's profits from information and services were not enough
曾经的老对手们坐不住了
The old rivals are no longer sitting still
微软开始建立自己的咨询团队
Microsoft is starting to build its own consulting team
惠普不得不收购康柏和 EDS 来模仿 IBM 的模式
HP had to acquire Compaq and EDS in order to emulate IBM's model.
甲骨文也开始大举进军服务业。IBM 再次成了行业标准的定义者。
IBM has also begun to aggressively enter the service industry and once again becomes the industry standard setter.
但这一次
At this time,
标准不再是机械的螺丝钉。
Standard is no longer a mechanical screw,
而是解决问题的能力。
Instead, it is the ability to solve problems.
2002年
2002,
卢·郭士纳正式退休。
Lu Guoxian formerly retired.
他留下的成绩单
The transcript he left behind.
让所有曾经嘲笑他的人闭了嘴。IBM 连续八年盈利，彻底摆脱破产阴影。
Let all those who once mocked him shut up. IBM has achieved continuous profits for 8 consecutive years, completely eliminating the shadow of bankruptcy.
股价在他的任期内回升了800%以上。
The stock price has risen by more than 800% during his tenure.
IBM 完成了从一家硬件公司到一家软件服务公司的彻底蝶变。
IBM has completely transformed from a hardware company to a software services company.
郭士纳写了一本著名的自传，书名
The title of the famous autobiography written by Guoxian
就叫《谁说大象不能跳舞》
Who says elephants can't dance?
这个故事给我们留下了三条至今有效的商业启示。
This story leaves us with three business lessons that are still relevant today.
一，客户才是唯一的北极星。IBM 的倒下。
A customer is the only guiding star. IBM's downfall.
是因为他们爱上了自己的技术。
Because they fell in love with their technology.
而 IBM 的复活是因为他们开始关注客户的痛苦。
The revival of IBM is due to their focus on customer pain points.
郭士纳说
Guoxian said,
如果客户不喜欢你的愿景
If a customer doesn't like your vision,
就是一张废纸。技术公司最容易犯的错
This is the most common mistake a technology company can make.
就是把我能做什么
What I can do,
误以为是客户需要什么
Misunderstanding what the customer needs
二
Two
外部视角的价值有时候专家的局限性在于
The value of an external perspective sometimes lies in the limitations of experts
他们太懂行了
They are very professional
以至于无法想象行业会被推倒重来
To the point where the industry is completely overturned.
郭士纳作为外行
As a novice Hosener,
他没有工程师对硬件的迷恋
He didn't have an engineer's obsession with hardware.
他看问题的角度极其功利且真实
He looks at problems from a very pragmatic and realistic perspective.
如果一个东西不赚钱就把它砍掉
If something doesn't make money, cut it off.
如果一个东西客户需要，就把它做强。
If something a customer needs, make it stronger.
三。
Three.
文化决定生死，真正的转型。
Culture determines life and death.
不是换个 logo 或换个名字。
Not just changing a logo or changing a name.
而是换脑子。
Instead, replace the head.
郭士纳最艰难的工作
This is the most difficult job.
不是财务重组
Not a financial restructuring.
而是让30万名骄傲的 IBM 员工重新学会微笑
Instead, let 300,000 proud IBM employees learn to smile again.
面对客户。
In front of the customer.
1993年。
1993.
人们认为 IBM 是一个行将就木的守旧者。
People believe that IBM is a dying dinosaur.
但靠着一个卖饼干的 CEO, 蓝色巨人不仅活了下来。
But thanks to a CEO who sold cookies, Blue Giant not only survived,
还教会了全世界如何拥抱服务化时代。
It also taught the world how to embrace the service-oriented era.
当然
,Of course,
IBM 后来并不是一路风神。进入云计算
,IBM did not enter the cloud computing market in a smooth and triumphant manner.
移动互联网和 AI 时代
In the era of mobile internet and AI,
他又多次错过新的浪潮
He repeatedly missed the new wave,
也面临新的转型
Also facing new challenges,
焦虑今天的 IBM 早就不是那个统治计算机世界的蓝色巨人
Today's IBM is no longer the blue giant that once ruled the world of computers.
但1993年
But in 1993,
那场绝地反击
That epic counterattack
依然是商业史上最经典的企业复活案例之一
Still one of the most classic corporate resurrection cases in business history
IBM 的故事告诉我们
IBM's story tells us
你可能会衰老
You may age
可能会迟钝
May be slow
可能会被新的技术
Maybe affected by new technologies
新的规则
New rules
新的一代人甩在后面
The new generation is lagging behind
但不要紧
It's okay
只要你还能意识到这一点
As long as you are aware of this
承认这一点不躺在过去的成就里自我感动
Admit that it is not self-complacent in the past achievements.
而是继续思考
Instead, continue to think.
继续改变
Continue to change.
继续寻找属于自己的正确方向
Keep searching for your own right direction.
然后站起来干事
Then get to work.
那你就还没有真正老去
Then you haven't truly grown old.
谁说大象不能跳舞
Who says elephants can't dance?
只要他愿意放下王冠
As long as he is willing to give up the crown.
低下头
Look down.
重新学习
But learn.
重新行动
Restart.
哪怕你是几十吨重的巨象
Even if you are a giant elephant weighing tens of tons.
你也一样可以跳出最轻盈的舞步
You can also perform the lightest dance steps.